Good evening. Sweet time of prayer together. Appreciate you praying for Kim and my mom as they travel, particularly for Kim with her back. She's been having some back issues and makes traveling that much more difficult, so appreciate your prayers for her. If you were responsible for personally and individually and single-handedly taking on 600 enemies of the United States in hand-to-hand combat, what would be your weapon of choice? Prayer. Prayer would be a good one. Probably your last prayer, but it'd be a good one. Unless the Lord intervened with a miracle, which He can. Some of you might think, well, I got this handgun, or I heard about this handgun. It would be pretty, I'd like to have that if I was taking on 600 enemies at one time. Some of you might say, well, hand-to-hand, I'll take a sword. I know the sword of the Spirit, right, the Word of God, but maybe like a real sword with a sharp blade. Or some of you are probably thinking, man, you know, if a lightsaber was real, I'd take a lightsaber, and I can, like, block bullets and, you know, cut people, do all kind of crazy stuff. So, well, you know, if Shamgar probably, if he could have had the choice, he probably would have been thrilled to have any one of those three weapons to use when he did face 600 Philistines during the times of the judges in Israel. I ask you to turn to Judges chapter 3. I'll be looking at the very last verse of that. This summer we spent some time on some Sunday mornings looking to see the Lord Jesus in Judges. I enjoyed that so much. That was such a blessing to see Him. We see Him all through the Scripture, you know, and I was really enjoying looking for Him and seeing Him there, what a blessing. And I just, you know, as we did that, we took the major judges, I guess you would say, and some of these fellows like Shamgar, maybe he would fall in the middle tier because some of the guys only got like a third of a verse. You know, he got a whole verse. So, you know, he was ahead of some of them. But I was thinking about Shamgar. It's really ironic that his name, even though there's a little uncertainty about his name, but many people believe that his name meant sword, which I thought was kind of ironic. Others believe that his name meant named a stranger. So, you know, go figure. I'm not sure how you could get it mixed up with those two. But anyway, I'm not a Hebrew scholar, and the Hebrew scholars disagree too. So let's just read together. You can follow along here, verse 31 of Judges chapter 3. And Ehud is the judge that comes right before Shamgar. We looked at Ehud. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who killed 600 men of the Philistines with an ox goad. And he also delivered Israel. Just for a little context, we're going to come right back here, but go to chapter 5, because when Deborah and Barak had the victory in their day of judging, they sang a song that appears that Deborah wrote. And this is the other mention of Shamgar, down in verses 6 and 7 of this song. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were deserted and the travelers walked along the byways. Village life ceased. It ceased in Israel. Not a proud time to be a Jew in Israel. But God was faithful, and He was raising up judges, deliverers. I want to just ask us three quick questions this evening to answer. And the goal of our answering is going to be help us to apply Shamgar's testimony to our own lives. Questions are very simple. You don't have to know the answer. I'm going to tell you what the answer is anyway. First question, I bet you know what it is. What is an ox goad? I mean, that's a pretty good question, right? You know, I mean, if you don't ask the question, either the answer or you miss the whole point. So, what is an ox goad? It's a wooden tool, approximately 8 feet long. Some of them may be up to 10 feet long. And on one end, there's a point. It could be a wooden point. Often it was a metal point if they had access to metal. And it was somewhat of like a spike, you might say. It was used primarily to spur an oxen on. Maybe they were pulling a cart. Maybe they were pulling a plow. And in order to get them to keep moving, you might have to take the ox goad and goad them to keep going. All right? The other end sometime would have a flat spade type of implement, which is not really so important for our topic tonight, but to scrape off the blades of the plow to get the dirt and the mud and whatever was building up there. A sharp wooden pole, some translations render it. A sharp stick. We would probably be more familiar with a cattle prod. And that would be the closest thing that we would have probably to an ox goad. It was a farming tool. It was an everyday item in an agrarian society. Does anybody here own an ox goad? Okay. It's not an everyday item for us, but for them, in an agrarian society, if you didn't have an ox goad, you probably were going to be a little slower in your farm work. I'm surprised that Luther doesn't have an ox goad, but he doesn't have an ox, so, you know, he might have a tiller goad or something. Gets his tiller going, you know. What is an ox goad? It's a farming tool, an everyday item in an agrarian society. So the second question is this: what is Shamgar's ox goad? You might say, well, same answer, but a little more in depth maybe. I want to suggest two things. First of all, it was his farming tool. It was used for sustaining himself and his family. It was an everyday object with which he was very familiar in his everyday life. It was the right tool for the job. You go out and try to work on your car, and some of you are probably like me. You know, you try to fix things that you have no business trying to fix, and it's even worse when you don't have the right tools. So you're in there with the wrong tool trying to do a job you don't really know what you're doing. Been there and done that, some of you, right? Just like me. But Shamgar had the right tool for the job. You know, it was also the tool that he used to accomplish the will of God for him. Now, I want to suggest this before we get too far into it, that the day before Shamgar defeated the Philistines, he used his ox goad to accomplish God's will for him. Because I believe that that day, God's will for Shamgar was to prod the oxen that was pulling the plow, which Shamgar walked behind. Or maybe to direct an ox for some other purpose or some other animal. But then the day that he faced the 600 Philistines, Shamgar employed this familiar tool to accomplish another aspect of God's will for him. I suggest that it was God's will for Shamgar, among other things, to deliver Israel. Back in Judges 2:18, we read that the Lord raised up judges for them, and that the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of their judge. God didn't raise everybody up to be a judge, but He raised certain ones up to be a judge. And we read here in our verse, at the end of the verse, after we read about his ox goad escapade, that He also delivered Israel. He also delivered Israel using His ox goad, a tool which He used in His everyday life, for a very different purpose. Very likely there were no weapons available. You look over in Samuel's rendering of some of the history of Israel. You read about the days of Saul and Jonathan when the Philistines had banned blacksmithing in Israel so that they could not make any swords or spears. And very likely that was the same situation, same enemy, the Philistines. And Shamgar's ox goad was used by him to accomplish God's will for him, an unorthodox tool. So what was Shamgar's ox goad? It was a tool that he used to accomplish God's will in his life. What is your ox goad? That's question number three. What is your ox goad? I'm going to apply this to your life and to my life. And first of all, I want to make sure I'm not suggesting in any way that it's God's will for you to kill anyone, especially 600 people. So don't leave with the wrong idea. And if you fell asleep too early, I guess I'll have to, I don't know what I'll do. I'll have to give you, I'll talk to you later about it, son. But God does have His will for your life. And like Shamgar, every moment of every day of your life and my life is to be lived according to God's plan and purpose for us. In your workplace, in your chores, in your family, in your community, in your nation, in the local church. But there also may be, well, there are, excuse me, take that away. There are certain other good works. Some of those good works that Ephesians 2:10 says God has prepared beforehand that you should walk in them. And some of those necessitate a tool that you might not immediately think of as being used for that purpose. It may be something every day in your life that you use, but you don't really think about it as something that God might want you to use to accomplish His will for your life. That is your ox goad. Let me give you some examples, and you maybe think, I hope you think of some other ones. The cookware in your kitchen. You probably use it every day. I don't, but some of you use it every day. You cook. Maybe that is what God wants you to use for hospitality for others. Maybe it's a pen, P-E-N, one of these. Maybe that's something you use every day in your work or in your leisure. And maybe God wants to use that pen in your hand to write a note or a card of encouragement or challenge or celebration or the gospel. Maybe it's the computer that you sit behind at work or in your home. And maybe God wants you to use that to communicate a similar thing to someone or post something or do some research. Maybe it's the car or the truck that you use to get back and forth to work or to the store or around the neighborhood. And maybe God says, I want you to use that everyday item to make a visit that you might not even think about making. Or maybe to transport someone who doesn't have transportation. Or even to loan to someone who needs a vehicle for a short time. Or maybe your ox goad is an electrician's tools or a plumber's tools or yard tools. Something that you could use possibly to help a widow or a widower or a single mom. Or maybe your ox goads are books that you could lend or give to a younger believer. Or maybe your ox goad is a musical instrument that you might not think you're very good, and you may not be very good, but you go down to the nursing home with that instrument, and they probably would appreciate it. Or maybe God has your gardening tools as your ox goad, and you could go to your neighbor's house and show them the love of the Lord Jesus. Maybe it's the front door of your house. That's your ox goad. But you go in and out of it every day, but you don't really think, maybe I need to open that door and invite someone else in. Maybe it's a coffee shop you frequent, and you could meet someone there for fellowship or discipleship. Maybe it's your break time at work, when you could develop or deepen a relationship for the sake of the gospel. Maybe your ox goad is an awareness of something that aggravates you. And in that you see there's an opportunity for me to help that person. Maybe your ox goad is an athletic ability or a knowledge about plants or baking skills that would give you a foot in the door in a relationship with someone. Maybe your ox goad or some extra clothes that are hanging in your closet that would allow you to have a personal contact with someone in need. Maybe it's a hobby or an exercise or your pet. Conversation starters with the gospel in view. Maybe it's an extra room in your house that you could use to share with visitors. Maybe it's some flexibility in your work where you could meet with someone or visit in the hospital or even have engage in conversation with customers or clients or patients. Maybe it's your free time that you could invest in prayer or in the lives of others. What is your ox goad? Maybe you have multiple ox goads that the Lord may be prodding you to intentionally employ more directly for His will in your life. And I look out there and I'm confident that you desire to do God's will. I really believe that. And you may often think, you know, it'd be a whole lot easier to do God's will if I had a more applicable skill set, or if I had a more outgoing personality, or a different job, or a stronger background in the Bible, or fill in the blank, and you'd be just like Shamgar. Man, if I had a Glock, if I had a lightsaber, I could do it. And God said, no, you got an ox goad. And that's what I want you to use. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, you know the verses. For my thoughts, God says, are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe God is prodding you to expect the unexpected. Being faithful to reexamine everything in your life through the eyes of faith in Him. Could this be an ox goad? I encourage each of us to identify our ox goads, to ask God to help us find ways to accomplish unexpected tasks that He has prepared beforehand for us to walk in. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Shamgar's example to us. Father, he's sandwiched in between some judges with a lot more page time in Your Word. But Lord, we look at Shamgar and we see that You used him. A man that just had to take an ordinary, everyday item that he could have easily overlooked in using it to accomplish Your will, even in unusual ways, not only the normal expected ways that he used it every day to accomplish Your will, but Lord, You had something else for him. I thank You that he was aware of that and open to that, and he trusted You, and he did an amazing thing, defeating 600 Philistines with a farm implement. Lord, that is amazing. You had to be in that. And Father, You're just as much wanting to be in our lives. Father, there are some everyday things in our lives that I confess I've overlooked in my life, not seeing it as something that You could use. Father, looking for something more extravagant, more flashy, or more spiritual seeming, when all the time, Lord, You had that right there for me to use. And I pray for my brothers and sisters tonight that each of us might be open to what You want to do in the ox goad that You have put in our lives. Father, help us to use it for You every moment of every day, but Lord, help us not to miss those special times that You might have for us. So we commit that to You and commit one another to You. And again, all these prayer requests in the name of Your Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. May the Lord encourage you with your ox goad.